Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
It is generally assumed that the devil is evil and bad. Therefore, he has absolutely nothing productive to offer good and otherwise righteous people, as we often see ourselves. Oh, but wait. There's indeed something useful that the enemy has to share. Perhaps the word is what is needed to turn around the negative plight of many struggling in life all across America. Join me tonight, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, in this episode of Talk Straight, as we talk from the topic, When the Devil Tells the Truth. Here we will share with our listening audience some things, some realities that are irrefutable that the devil speaks out and speaks to. In fact, he told the truth about him. But the real question is, what do we do about him? This is Tuesday night, June 27, 2023. Give us a call. Give me a call live in the studio here. Give me a call. The number is 563-999-3617. Again, that number to call right now, live in the studio, is 563-999-3617. I'll begin, as we do customarily, brief monologue to give us context for what we're saying. And I'm going to offer the devil to speak for himself tonight, or certainly someone that seems to have the voice of the devil, okay? So join me. He'll be here. Give me a minute. I'm going to give him a chance to talk. But y'all, come on, talk to me. Maybe you can set me straight tonight. Again, that number to call is 563-999-3617. I'd love to have you. Perhaps we'll get to have Pastor Waller join us or some of our other regular callers, but you're welcome. You're welcome here. Let's get right into it, friends. The Bible says in Job, the second chapter, verses 2 and 3, it reads like this in the King James Version. And the Lord God said unto Satan, From whence come thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. To Satan, Well, hast thou considered my servant Job? that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that fears God and eschews evil. Still, he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. Let's define the devil for a second. No, I'm not talking about one in a red with red horns necessarily. I know we depict that in our promotion for the show, but that's not necessarily the devil. Sometimes the devil can look good, can be in a suit or a dress. Devil don't always come in the forms that we are accustomed to. A devil is the personification of evil. In other words, the idea of evil takes on a person. So that could be anybody. Are y'all with me? And when we talk about evil, we define it as profound immorality and wickedness. Low down, dirty junkyard dog. Evil. Anybody can be like that. Traditionally, in theological terms, we look at the devil as the accuser and a force for destruction, and the father of lies. That's biblical. Practically, socially, interacting with folk, anybody can take on these characteristics. In fact, sadly enough, we see too often, particularly in 2023, individuals engaging in such a manner. It begs the question, what's really going on? And is the devil really this hidden figure that lives underneath the earth, or does it walk among us every day? Now, I said to you that the devil has made some claims on people and things. And I said to you that the devil has told some truths. And I want let's walk through a few things here briefly as we get through this monologue. And I want to open up the phone lines to you so that you can give us a call here. All right. That number again is 563-999-3617. That's the number to the studio to call us live if you're watching us on Facebook live stream. And I want to thank all of our friends that do so on a regular basis, either live or afterwards. Okay. And I want to thank our friends as well on the podcast, the Blog Talk Radio platform. All right. Let's get to it. What are the first thing? So it is true. This is something that the devil reports. African-American students are less likely than white students to have access to college-ready courses in many places. That's not all of them, but too many of them. In fact, in recent years, only 57% or so of black students have access to full range of math and science courses that are necessary for college readiness, compared to about 81% of their Asian counterparts and 71% of their whites. Now, that's not to say that the whites or the Asians are bad. It says that their preparation is subpar, and it leaves them in a non-competitive situation when it comes to being ready for the rigors of college, okay? Particularly in the sciences and engineering and things of that nature. That's a fact. Be mad at the devil if you want to, but it's the truth. Too often, schools in many places, we've seen this, we see this now, it seems as if they're keeping young people ignorant of those real mathematical and economic concepts, things relative to law, civil law, and constitutional law, and real history. Disengaging their minds with sabotaging ideas, all kind of crazy mental thoughts and ideas that allows them to indulge in their superfluities of life and explore with their bodies and what have you. Providing overall a low quality of programming in their schooling relative to the math and logic and systems of designs, economics, and it even discourages the drive and the desire to learn. That's a fact. More and more, they've been introduced to things that have no relevance to, as I said, mathematical concepts, real logical processing, designing systems, economic processes and concepts and ideas. Why is that important, Dockery? Because that's what this country is based on, and the better prepared you are there, the better you can compete and provide for yourself. If you don't, you often find yourself with your hands up in surrender. Total truth right there. Watch this. Look what he said about the family. There is a father absence crisis in America. Now, some people don't like some folk, but the truth is a light. And these are facts that you can often hear evil folk citing. In fact, according to the United States Census Bureau, approximately 20 million children, that's more than one in four, that go to bed in a household and under the roof there is no father in the house with them. Not because he's out working, because he's absent. And in the absence of their father, there's not a proper voice of authority. Unrelenting emotional affronts and attacks bombard these young folk on a regular basis. It amounts to emotional rape and manipulation. They're often exposed to a barrage of ideas related to sex, violence, conflict, war, and all of this come largely from the media that they have access to, especially on TV and cell phones. Does that mean that the TV and the cell phones themselves, if they're contributing to this problem? Absolutely. Perhaps you need to reconsider it. Given the way what they desire and even engaging in temperance and access, junk food for thought, y'all, probably them of any real ideas or constructs. Not good for young people. The devil is right about that. The devil is right about that, okay? Let's talk about economics. According to the most recent U.S. Census Community Survey reporting, among racial and ethnic groups, African Americans had the highest poverty rates at about 2.7%. I think it's actually going up a little bit more, 27.4%, I apologize. Followed by Hispanics at 26.6% and whites at 9.9%. Now, does this mean just because of their ethnicity or their pigmentation, skin color, they're inferior? No. There are some variables, some circumstances, some factors that are related to what we're talking about. All right. The general rule is that there is a profit in the continuance of confusion in society. Listen to me, y'all. Listen to me. Some people are getting rich off of making young folk, making sure that young folk, white and black, are misguided, running backwards and scared and destructive. Social service system, criminal justice system, educational system, almost every system you got out there, law enforcement. There's money to be made, you see. And economically, you are a product. And you're the object that money is made off of. The devil ain't lying about that, y'all. You may not like him, but here's another fact. When it comes to street violence, it is in major cities, don't take my word, just turn the news on, African-American adolescents, too many of them, not all of them, but too many of them, and young adults are at the highest risk of the most physically harmful forms of violence, such as homicide, fights with injury, aggravated assaults. And interestingly enough, the Center for Disease Control has identified this as a factor. recently. Now, when you compare this to other ethnicities, the number is smaller in terms of African Americans being greatly at risk. In addition to black adults reported exposure to higher numbers of adverse childhood related experiences that factor into this often and carries on throughout life. These adverse childhood experiences were positively associated with the increased odds of self-reported coronary heart disease, fair or poor physical health, frequent mental distress, oftentimes undiagnosed mental health illnesses, heavy drinking and smoking, the use of controlled substances. The devil ain't lying about that, y'all. I know it don't sound good, but the truth is a light, and you know the truth, it'll make you free. The role that the media plays is keeping the public deprived and diverted away from real issues. You notice how their stories tend to pit folk against one? There's always some conflict there, mostly, right? Engaging in emotions and creating self-indulgence, food and alcohol, liquor, drugs, to make yourself feel good, to medicate yourself. Now we're seeing more and more where individuals are seeking to rewrite history in such a way that young folk will never really understand the truth. You understand what I'm saying? Now, the word devil tonight is being used threefold. The way I'm able to destroy lives is when good does nothing to stop me. That's a voice of influence. When you lack self-determination to resist, the devil can move forward and run shod on you. When you're not persistent in your pursuit of righteousness, the devil can win. Boy, always on the lookout for who and what I desire. Many, if not most of you, get caught up in that. Promise you that I was going to give way to the devil for a second and let him say something. Let's do that now. Let's do that now. And I want you to listen to him. This is technically, factually, not the actual devil, but it's Screaming Jay Hawkins. He had a piece that he put out some years ago, and like he was representing the influence that the devil, evil, have. Consider it just for a second. You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'd like to encourage you to give me a call here tonight. You're following me. You're listening to me. Call me. The number is 569-999-3617. There are some other people that were kind of thrown because they had an old number, but we got a new number here. And again, that number is 563-999-3617. This is your host, Reuben Dockery. You listen to Talk Straight. Just for a second, we're going to give ear to the Screaming Jay Hawkins. He said, "I put a spell on you." What do you say? What'd you say, Jay? There you go. There you go. Oh, man. Gone, man. Gone somewhere with all that, man. You got a spell on somebody. Well, in reality, it is true that a great many of good people find themselves engaged in actions. And if you ask them why you did that, they really couldn't give you a straight answer. They're not even sure about it. And I want to share something with you. I'm in sales here. One of the key aspects of good salesmanship is to be able to market your idea, your product, your concept. And oftentimes, people use many creative ways to get in your head, right, to persuade you to something. Not necessarily that you need it, but oftentimes when you lack the understanding of certain things, it's easy for you to become bamboozled and hoodwinked by their creative sales pitches. What do you mean by that, Doctor? You got $1. $1 to spend, right? And your rent costs 30 cents. You got to eat. That's going to be another 10 to 15 cents. Are y'all with me? We're up at about, what, 45 cents out of the dollar. You got to go back and forth to work. That's going to cost you about another dime. You're about at 50-some percent now, right? Oh, my goodness. Then you got to have clothing and you got other expenses. That's going to be another about 20, 30%. 80 cents of your dollar gone now. Where do you have room to go and spend 50 whole cents on something that doesn't have any real value, actual value on a day-to-day basis? Or it may be look good, right? Maybe nice to have, and there can be some, but you really don't have it in your dollar. But if you are caught at the right time, too often people, good people, find themselves justifying and convincing themselves, okay, I'll go and get it now. I don't have it, but I'm going to spend it, and I'll figure the rest out later. Well, how many of y'all know when later comes? It usually ain't that good. Huh? That's not everybody. Now, some people know how to manage that thing. I'm not suggesting that everybody. I'm talking about those of us who get caught up in it. And I can speak from some personal experience, particularly when I was much younger. I never will forget coming to Nashville on the college campus. And we got there, man, and it must have been about 30 banks out there, local banks. Maybe it wasn't 30. I'll say at least 7 to 10 of them, at least anyway. And everybody had tables set up with their wares and their logos and what have you. And all of them were offering credit cards. Huh? Oh, man, they throwing money at us. I know I had at least 5 over time. And it took me a good while to try to pay those things off to get rid of that debt. It going into my adulthood, right? Then here come the reality, you know, my student loans. I wasn't rich. My good uncle, my favorite Uncle Sam, paid largely for my education. But I had to pay that back. Doggone it, then start a family and got wife and children and living expense. I mean, wait a minute. Hold on, man. If I'd have known better. See what I'm saying? Don't make me a bad person, but I just got caught up. And if I'd have known better, I would have done better. So now we can teach that. That's the point. When we're talking from this topic, when the devil tells the truth, it could be people associated with evil that can make you aware of certain pitfalls and snares. Now, you can listen to them, but recommend that you listen to them. See what I mean? Now, I want to go back to some of our early discussion while we wait for you to give us a call here at 563-999-3617. 563-999-3617. That is the number to call this Tuesday, June the 27th. Man, look at the month. Month already gone. Look like we just started it, too. I'm telling you the truth. Look like we just started. But anyway, nonetheless, we're going to keep it moving, right? We'll keep it moving. Howling J says that they put a spell on you. Now, I'll tell you, from my perspective, can't nobody do nothing to you that you don't allow them to. They're just like you. And if you give up the power and control over yourself to someone else, you permit them to control you. Say that again, Doctor. I said, if you or me give up, relinquish our power and control over ourselves to someone else, we permit them to use, abuse, and control us in any way they want to. When they're gone, we're left by ourselves. Now, how do you maintain control over yourself, your affairs? We talked about some of those elements. We talked about economics. We talked about the power of proactive instruction in families, particularly for children. And I want to just hit that just for a second, because that, beloved, that's key. Oftentimes people want to know, where do you go wrong as a parent with your children? See, do you not know that as a parent, you are the first, and I would argue the most important teacher in their life? Did you know that? Did you know that because when they come home at birth, you control the social environment in which their character is shaped and developed? You, their parent, their guardian, you're in a position to model for them certain expected behaviors and to set the bar of expectation from birth. You got that power as a parent. Huh? So when you control their access to certain exposures or people or things, and beloved, it could be family members that you may need to limit their access to. Okay? The examples of those individuals. But when you control what they watch, what kind of foods they eat, clothes they wear, when, how, and where they go, and who they go with, you help shape their individual character. You got that power as a parent. The devil is a lie. You can make the devil a bad lie. Because what the devil tell you is you can't do that, and you ain't going to always be around them. You don't always know what they do. There's only some truth to that. What will never leave them is your voice of authority, your influence, and the love that you poured into them. But now if you don't pour into them, how can they have it in them? You with me? See, it's true that as our children grow older and they go away, both of my children are grown. They different states and different doing different things. But I'm happy knowing, going to sleep at night, that at least I imparted on them the best wisdom that I had. And if they use that, confident it worked for me and other folk I know, it'll work for them. Does that mean they're not going to have any challenge? No, absolutely not. In the world, you're going to have trouble. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, I didn't come to preach, comes in the morning. So what are you saying, Doctor? What are you saying? I'm saying to you that you can control the narrative that says that, particularly if you come from a certain precinct, political or economic precinct, you're supposed to be poor. You're incapable of learning how to read and write and do math and compete with folk not just in your city or your state, but internationally. That's a lie. That's a lie. And guess what? The devil know it is. Economically, context of the United States, this is a capitalistic society. And the reality is, did y'all know that in 2026, America would be 250 years old, still a young nation? But the reality, the truth and the reality is that it was based on certain capitalistic or economic principles. The more you understand, you embrace those principles and apply them in your day-to-day life, the better chance you have of benefiting as an American citizen. And it has nothing to do with you being black or white. Oh, yes, I understand historically people of Afro culture that have ancestors that were in slavery in America. I get that. There were many things that taken advantage of that. But guess what? This is 2023. It's been over 153 years since the time that that ended. There's no excuse for you, me, or nobody else other than ourselves. The devil is a lie. Now, the devil can tell some truth, but we can make the devil out of a lie. What you say, Doctor? It's possible that the devil can tell the truth on us when he's trying to embarrass and put us out on Front Street, cause us to become ashamed and to give up and throw up and relent. But you can make the devil out of a lie. Come on now. Why don't y'all come on now? Huh? I'm going to just keep on talking until I get tired. Huh? I'll keep talking until I get tired. Or you give me a call here at, wait, what call? Call where? Wait, where to call you, doctor? 563. Get on, pick that phone up. 563-999-3617. I posted in the Facebook group there. Feel free to call me. Post a question or comment. If you have a question or comment for me, I'll be happy to take it. Don't have to give your name. The most we'll refer to you by is the last four digits of your phone number, okay? And then that allow us to keep a track on who's in the dialogue with us, all right? We're getting back from recently. We on a little hiatus here for different reasons, but we're coming back, trying to integrate back the show. We'll look forward to trying to get some other guests on. If you have an idea, concept that you'd like to share with us, on here, I'll be happy to interview you, a mini interview, and depose one another and bring that on and share with our listening audience. We've had some guests on, some people that were in the health awareness arena, and they came on, some educators, some doctors, and folk like that. You know, we're happy to integrate that as well as we move forward. So give us a call, though. You can call me off air at 615-498-4669. How did I reach you off the air, doctor? 615-498-4669. And I'll be happy to kind of entertain that with you. But yes, I want to, what do you say, Stovall? All right. Dr. Norman Reed, that brother done just finishes ED. I believe it's over at Trevecca. I'm an alumnus of Trevecca Nazarene as well. Congratulations, my brother. We appreciate you, man. Feel free to give us a call if you like. I understand that sometimes people just want to hear things out, but we love the interaction and the dialogue. So give us a call here. You feel free. Brother Lewis Brown, what do you say, man? What do you say about it? Okay. So what I was doing is continuing that conversation with you here in the studio live. You're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dockery, and we're speaking from the topic, When the Devil Tells the Truth. And I intimated earlier in my monologue that, yes, there is possible and there are times where the devil tells the truth. Now, the devil motive for telling the truth may not be honest, and that's what makes it fallacy. You see? There's a difference in a fact and a fact claim. Facts can be rooted and grounded in information that can be that are tangible, that can be seen and replicated. But fact claims don't have evidence to support it. Any type of evidence to support it. All right. So I was just talking about the things that I asserted that the enemy, the devil, the deceiver, has put out there, and put it out there just to discourage and to make some feel as though they're less than and incapable of being self-sufficient and independent. And I just talked about, again, in the family context, what you can do to empower your children at home. Let's talk about this educational system. Now, y'all know I'm by education and academic training an educational practitioner. And Everything I do is driven toward service to God and service to humanity, okay? So when you hear me speak as an educational practitioner, I'm looking to use that process that involves learning, teaching, and learning. See, and I understand that you won't be able to measure learning until you can see a change in folks' behavior. You understand what I'm saying? So the question is, what exactly are you focusing on? What is your curricular focus? What's your content? What subjects are you teaching? And in the context of what we're talking about now in terms of the individual character and social control and establishment in education, I think it's important for us to recognize, particularly for anyone, but particularly for African Americans, that sociologically there are some considerations that we must make. Okay? And this didn't just happen overnight. These are historical factors, okay? And education is one of them. Now, we must, if you're going to compete with others that are successful, and there are some African Americans who are doing this already, who have done this, applied these principles. Anyone who wants to be successful, if you're poor and white or Hispanic, same thing applies. I just so happen to be talking about African Americans tonight, okay? But if you want to be successful, it's important that when it comes to, as a parent, you determining what do I expect from my child's public educational experience? What am I looking for from the teacher, from the principal, from the school system itself? You don't have to be antithetical. You don't have to be an enemy with it. And there are some children who do well in public schools. There are some public schools who do very well and produce great scholars, right? I certainly don't want to suggest that there aren't. You and I know, though, in reality, there are too many that historically have not done so well, particularly when it comes to African-American males. All right, now, what's up with that, Doctor? What's going on? What are the variables? Well, what is the basis of instruction? Now, in many places, there are school systems that are still using antiquated concepts and ideas, approaches to instruction that do not adequately address the social and emotional learning styles and needs, particularly for African-American males. Okay? And those African-American males who come from certain family structures or social contexts that lacked pro-social guidance early on. So let's get into it just for a second. In order for one to be able to read, there are precursors to learning. And one of them is a child has to learn how to, a learner has to learn how to be disciplined, to be still, to pay attention in order for you to hear and process right information. You see, from birth to about 3 years old, that's the good time for you to learn how to read. You're picking up stuff, your brain is developing, right? And from 3 years old on, you read to learn, to master things in your environment. Behavior psychologists suggest that by 3 years old, about 95% of the brain, they have the ability to sponge and take in information. Do they fully understand it? No, they don't, but they're taking it in. Capabilities are there. And if we are honest, if we're deliberate, and we're focused, we'll make sure that the type of things through toys and manipulatives and other experiences that we expose our children to, that they are geared toward stimulating their learning to understand mathematical concepts, which really deals with a lot of logic, right? Things that are related to economic circumstances and conditionings that they will engage in. Things that help prepare them to understand civic expectations of law as they grow up and become an adult. You with me? Okay, I know you're not calling, so I'm going to just go and talk right now. And you can give me a call. I ain't 563-999-3617. But I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking. We got about another 15 minutes here before we cut out for the night. Make sure that you are controlling, as a parent, as a guardian, their exposure to concepts of history. Now, what's the point of history? History tells a story. It is said to be the father of modern-day history is a fellow by the name of Herodotus. He was the first person to formally develop patterns of documenting events, past events, in a way that you can track and tell a story. Greek guy Herodotus, all right? You make out of that what you want to, but that's I was a history major, and that's what they taught us. I think there's a lot of truth to that, okay? This idea of being able to document the factual base of an event having happened, okay? Now, but what's most important is the motive of telling this history and how history can be directive by understanding the past. Let's look at slavery in context of young men who could become very incensed and angry at hearing and learning about, in America, the history of slavery. Many Europeans or Caucasians would tell you it was a horrible thing and it never should be repeated. And many of them will join you in the fight to end slavery. It's a law against it in America. It has been illegal ever since 1863. I believe it was December 18th, 1865 is when they formally ended the Civil War, but the conversation about it was 1863, moving toward illegalizing the practice of slavery. It was the 13th Amendment that we are making reference to being ratified in December of 1865, December 18th. Now, what am I saying? I'm simply saying to you that as a parent, you can make sure that when your son, your daughter studies history, they understand what they want to do is to be able to take what has happened and let it be a driving force for what you want to happen. You got to have a sense of purpose. You got to have a sense of direction, right? And you use the energy from the past to get you there. It's a conduit for you, see? It's not supposed to cause you to be stuck, angry, and frustrated. If your learning of history does that to you, it's stagnating you. Hello? Now, if you're going to live in the United States of America, there are certain things you need to do in order to be able to compete and maintain yourself. If history is not helping prepare you for that, to work within that framework and that fabric, it's causing you to be stagnated. As a parent, you ask yourself, what is my goal for my child's learning of American history, African-American history, or any other history for that matter? You see? It should help identify them. It should help also prepare them with knowledge for forward progress. That's the function, a proactive function of history. In your learning, we're talking about education right now. In your learning, it's important for you to be able to use logical processing to work through circumstances, critical thinking about situations and challenges that confront you. Now, if your mind is always everywhere and you can't even focus, you're out of touch with reality. It's hard for you to do that. So creating an environment at home, and what we expect is when you leave home, go to the formal learning environment, whether it's a public or a private school or even in a home school, is that you extend on that. That's reinforced. This is why it's vitally important, beloved, for you as a parent or guardian to have a close communication and relationship with the teachers of your children, wherever they go, so that it will be clearly understood what you expect of them relative to the examples and the information that's being, that your child is being exposed to. All right? So having said that, it's helpful to understand that particularly for at-risk, as we call them, males, it's the social orientation and the social environment. Some of you that have been following me may know that I authored a workbook back in 2006. It was revised in 2011, Fatherly Instructions Understanding the Male Growth Process. And in that, we identified certain key needs, social needs, emotional needs, physiological needs that need to be met or addressed. And that parents, fathers, and mothers need to be conscious of these things. That's what started this actual, this podcast back in 2016. We had started a traveling lecture series, and we went to 10 different cities beginning in 2011. And we engaged those people, and we later brought some of those figures from those cities on to air as our guests when we kicked off this podcast back in 2016. And we learned a great deal, and we focused heavily on urban American issues, particularly as confronted by urban American males and their families. There are some good things and some good people, and unfortunately, what we don't hear enough of are the positive examples and things. And I've even noticed, I noticed on Facebook, different postings, people put where young folk has gotten scholarships, and they put the stories about how they were accepted to multiple colleges and they had high GPA. Those are good things. And it just tells us that anybody, what'd you say, Dr. Reed? I said anybody can do it. But whenever anyone suggests that because of where you were born, what you look like, that you're incapable of mastering learning and information, and therefore excuses have to be made to teaching you and assessing your mastery. Because you'll never learn then, see. You'll continue in the same way. That ain't good for you either. I don't care who you are or where you come from. That's no good for you. So, again, you're listening to Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. And we're talking from the topic, When the Devil Tells the Truth. I want to reiterate something. In Job 2 and 3, a dialogue was being held between the Lord God, Satan, the devil. Satan is defined as a deceiver. Okay? And the suggestion in the text is that God and the devil met one another at some impasse. And God saw the devil and asked him a question. Hey, man, what you doing? What's up? Where you going, brother? What you up to, man? The devil replied. Now, this suggests that the two of them had some sort of understanding with one another. Listen to me, y'all. See, everything that's done to you that the devil meant for bad, not necessarily got to be bad. God meant it for your good. Yeah, walk with me now. So the devil and God had this conversation. And the devil said, yeah, man, I'm just doing my thing out here, man. You know how we get down. You didn't think God saw the devil moving back and forth, to and fro, doing his thing? Yes, he saw me. No, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipresent. Yes. But it was a rhetorical question that was asked to the devil. And what the devil perhaps didn't realize is that in God's infinite wisdom, Elohim was setting him up. And setting up Job for a comeback. Talk to him, Satan says, yeah. And God said, listen, I got somebody I want you to think about while you walking back and forth. You're going to see him. You'll run into him. I got a man. His name is Job. Have you thought about trying him, testing him? And if you go in the fourth verse, the devil goes on and says, wait a minute, God, that ain't fair, man. Because, you know, I would have got him a long time ago, but you got your arms around. So God said, I'll tell you what, we're going to cut a deal right now. I'm going a little bit further than the verses that we discussed. I'll tell you what, I'll cut a deal with you right now. I'm going to let you have him. Take my head's protection away from around him. I'm going to do this because I want you to know that everybody can't be persuaded by your lies and evil, driven by material economic gain. Huh? He's not driven by the frizzle of life and the fragilities of life. But this man right here loves because he understands that he is a part of me. He comes from me. All right? So let the devil do that. Why is that relevant, Dockery, here in 2023? Because brothers and sisters, beloved, many of us find ourselves challenged by the realities of our circumstances. And while some people say that they love God, their faith is well-founded in them. They're at an impasse where oftentimes the claim of their faith and their love don't measure up with the social realities, the economic realities, the political realities that they face, and they fall short. Don't make you a bad person. Here's the good news. Here's the good news. We have a Savior that came to make it all right by providing example in the flesh over 2,000 years ago. That's good news. So don't be worried. Don't be ashamed. Truth. Understand. The devil will tell you some truth to get your attention. But look for him to add some. If you got 99.9.9% of the truth and just a smidget fraction of a lie, you got to throw it all out. And it'll be no good because it's not real. Huh? It's Holy Ghost. What is truth, Dockery? Nothing but pure reality. Unchangeable under any circumstance. In good research, you find that you're able to use the scientific method. And because it's so consistent, if a researcher makes a claim about a product or outcome and you follow their, and they use the scientific method to come to that conclusion, you ought to be able to come up with the same conclusion. Or you can conclude that somewhere you went wrong. Maybe you didn't follow their process, but if it's written down, you can measure that. Are you with me? Yeah. So anytime people are unwilling to engage in scientific debate and study and dialogue, examination, a good indication that somebody trying to lie to you, bamboozle you, hoodwink you. I wonder if Job had been approached directly by Satan as opposed to God and Satan first having that discussion, what the outcome would have been. But notice what the devil said in the fourth verse, what he suggested as you read further in that. The only reason Job was doing what he was doing, explaining his love for God, is because God had a hedge around him. All right? Now, here's what I want you to know as we prepare to leave for the night. And our time has come to an end. And that is this. There is hope. Yes, there are people who seek to get you caught up and tripped up and don't want to see your progress, oftentimes because they want to control you for their own personal gain. But you have the power. I said you have the power to control your outcome. And if you don't know all you need, seek out knowledge. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So seek the truth. I didn't say seek denominationalism. I didn't say seek dogma. I said seek the truth in order to become free. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. And with our assistance and with the help of God, get where we need to be. I'm convinced of that. I am convinced of that. We'll get just where we need to be. And God will give us what we need. Yes? Yes? Yes, sir. We'll be back next week for another episode of Talk Straight. And I want to encourage you to join us and help us to continue this dialogue that we've been fortunate to, and we'll be able to get where we need to be with consistent thought and action. And that's the thing about it, is oftentimes it's easy for us to get distracted, right, and taken off point. But if we're consistent, we can make it. Sister Tremaine Hawkins said some time ago that a change has come over me. As we leave, we'll leave with her words. Say it, son. Oh,